Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show.
So Toy Drive starts tomorrow, and while we try to keep everything kind of the same, you know what I mean, through Toy Drive, we try and keep the show as normal as possible.
Yes.
You know, we're not able to take as many calls, and obviously there's just no time.
Yeah.
For that kind of stuff. Although you are more than welcome to call whenever you want.
Yeah.
We'll try to find space for you. But it's not like we don't do, you know, the emails pile up of, my boyfriend isn't getting me anything for Christmas. Is he a jerk? You know, or whatever. Or my favorite, my boyfriend got me a necklace. I thought it was expensive, but it's cheap. Should I break up with him because he's a liar? stuff like that. We may not have a whole lot of time for. In fact, by the way, I hope we don't have a lot of time for it.
Yeah.
That we're so busy with people that are, you know, coming and telling their stories on site. You know, I hope we don't have a lot of time for that. I just had a question that I was going to, you know, obviously we do a lot of planning for the show off the air, but I thought I would ask it on the air and include P1s who listened before the show. Do we want to continue with the Before the Show? And my guess is yes. A, because we keep it normal. B, it gives us a chance to, part of the reason why we do this every day is A, because we know there's a bunch of you out there. Even though this doesn't affect the ratings, there's no real benefit to it. You know, if we were doing it strictly for our benefit. But usually at Toy Drive, it gives us a chance to make sure everything works.
That's true.
Which is kind of part of the deal with coming in here and doing it now, is to make sure everything works. Kind of get the kinks out. So do we want to continue with Before the Show during Toy Drive?
I'm so used to it, I would like to, but that's, you know.
No.
No, that's a valid vote.
You don't want to?
No. This extra half an hour of sleep, not for wait, not for me, but for your boy here who's outside in the elements.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And for me.
I'm good. Yeah, and for you. Honestly, it's Kayla. Kayla just goes crazy with the preparation for the day. She comes here to the station first.
Yeah.
And then has to make her way all the way over to Jones, which she never makes it on time.
We always tell her,
leave her.
That's not true at all.
That's your memory of it.
I have enough time to even go and get coffee and make it there by 5:20.
Hey.
Can't argue with that, right?
Yeah. I'll be here. I'll make sure I'll send her on her way on time.
And by the way, she ain't just getting coffee for her. She gets coffee for me, which is a beautiful thing. Oh, well, it's done. We're still doing the Before the Show though.
Okay.
Wait,
this is why I don't speak up.
Wait, but six. Well, did you want to have the one vote?
No, yeah, I want it to be a dictatorship.
I say we do it at six.
I mean, sometimes, you know, I look at you and I go, he's speaking the most sense right now.
Why don't you guys do the Before the Show and I'll show up at six?
You know what? I'll make you that deal. I'll make you that deal as Before the Show, and whoever shows up, great.
Yeah,
I'll be there.
Yeah, you will.
Jess, you'll be here.
I will be here.
You know Kayla will be there.
Yeah.
Do you hear this, by the way?
What?
I may not have a voice.
Yeah.
I'm losing my voice.
Oh, no.
Again, I was going to give folks who listen to the Before the Show a voice in all of this, but, well, no, they don't. It's decided. We're just going to keep doing it.
We'll do it.
I don't think anybody's going to call and go, no, don't. And if you do, we have much bigger problems.
Right.
Yeah.
No, what this means, too. And we got to get to a break, so we only have a second. But we got new jackets, and they're good looking.
Yeah,
they're nice. They're nice. Although I wonder what it's going to look like on TV because they're black. So the old one was red. My old one was red.
They stood out.
Yeah. So I wonder what it's going to look like on TV. Again, least of our worries. The only issue with it is the old ones had pockets on the inside where Spence could hide his medicine.
Oh, okay.
Now, last year there was no medicine, right?
No, I was fine. It was the year before I got a cold like I'm getting right now, apparently. I don't know what the deal is. and I need a little medicine to keep my voice in check. And it worked.
Yeah. No, it was grandpa's formula. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Grandma's way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And
an old Irish recipe.
Mr. John Jameson. But there's no inside pocket, so you're just going to have to keep it there in your...
Yeah, I'll figure something
Whatever you got to do. Need a cough drop right now?
They make, like, necklace ones, too. You could probably do something like that. I don't know. I'm thinking out loud
Well, that wouldn't be obvious at all. That wouldn't be...
Like one of those things, like for a guy who plays harmonica and the guitar at the same time.
Yes, absolutely.
Or just get one of those helmets. Get the helmets with the straws.
No one would notice that. Especially the children.
Very subtle.
Ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Toy Drive starts tomorrow.
Yes.
And the way you believe it.
Because you know how you can... What is the lipstick? Oh, man, all of a sudden, I looked down for 1 minute. Did you put on your makeup while we were playing a song?
I did.
Why?
Put on
What's
some makeup.
Happening? You're frightening me.
I wanted to look nice.
You do.
I feel like lately I've been coming into work and really not like putting any makeup on, not doing anything, but I like when my skin breathes. I just feel better about it. And so lately I'm like,
so what's the deal? Who's coming in today that we don't know about?
Nobody's coming in. I just wanted to put on makeup and I put on a red lip and it's a bold choice, I know, but I'm feeling it.
Yeah, I looked up and I was like, whoa!
I'm a different person. Yeah. Oh,
not,
my God.
And not in a bad way and not in a good... It was just like, whoa!
Yeah.
You're a painted lady.
It's you. Toy Drive starts tomorrow. The way you can tell is because the wind and the rain is coming.
Yes.
And then the temperatures are going to drop down. Low 50s through the weekend. Now, just so you know, I love this. This is perfect for me. Low 50s during the day, 35 or lower at night. It's awesome.
Oh God!
For me, I'm happy. I'm pretty happy with that. In all honesty, yeah, it'll be a little chilly every once in a while, but that you can warm up.
That's okay.
You can always layer
if we can keep rain and wind away from it.
Depending on who you talk to, the rain is either going to start today and go all the way through Friday, or it's going to start tomorrow. Like it'll sprinkle in the morning, which that'll be fun. Trying to do the first day of Toy Drive broadcast.
Yeah.
But it'll sprinkle in the morning, get heavy in the afternoon, and then go away.
Let me ask you this, Weatherman Chet.
I learned
about Weatherman Chet.
He loves the Weather Channel stuff. When they say it's going to rain in Las Vegas, do they simply point to the official meteorological thing at the airport, and that's where they're figuring it's going to rain? Because all too often, they say it's going to rain in Vegas, and it does technically, but it rains in Henderson or Centennial Hills and skips over a giant part of the valley.
Yeah. Well, Spence, if you take a look at Futurecast here right now, you'll see the rain coming in from the northwest part of the valley and spreading over the entirety of the Vegas Valley in this particular model that I'm showing you now. No, this one, honestly, I was hoping that it was what you were saying, and I'm going to hold out that hope. It doesn't look that way. It doesn't look that way at all. There's a couple of different technical things that are popping up this year that we're doing as it pertains to our Fox 5 family and everything. They are going so far out of their way to try and make sure that we are able to be on every newscast. But with that, there's just issues, and I'm worried about what with their, I mean, we'll take care of their stuff.
Right.
But, there's a lot to look at.
I know it's not going to be like this at all, but I totally picture, you remember that show Man vs. Wild with Bear Grylls?
Oh, yeah.
And he'd be in the tent and he just had like the one camera set up at him. He's like, it's a blizzard out there. Right? And I can't remember if he had an accent or not, but like,
go with it.
I picture you in your shift pod.
No more Bear Grylls.
It's day two of Tour Drive and I am in my shift pod right now.
I heard Keira Knightley.
Yeah. You should do the entire Toy Drive with a British accent.
Who's Titanic? Who's Titanic?
That's
lady?
Kate Winslet.
Kate Winslet.
A little bit of Kate Winslet.
I'll take that.
It must be the red lips. I don't know.
Maybe.
But you were to finish your story. Sorry.
Oh, I'm in my shift pod right now. It's about 35 mile per hour winds outside, which we all know is very dangerous.
That'll be the Facebook Live.
Only do Facebook Live with an accent.
With an accent.
And spin a wheel. We'll put a wheel up there on the scaffold. And whatever the wheel comes out, do it in Russian.
I'm down. Yeah, but then somebody will call me racist. Well, I'm not down. No, they'll say I'm making fun.
Yeah.
You know, you can't do anything like that anymore.
Now
you've
ruined it.
Anything. No, I didn't mean to, but that's, but it's, you know, it just is. I just got an email we don't have time for it right at the moment, but I'll read it to you in a little bit. Maybe at 6:25. Yeah.
Okay.
At 6:25. And it's just, it's Toy Drive in a nutshell. It's, if you're looking for a why, and in the 20th year of Toy Drive, if you're looking for a why, I'll give it to you. I'll give it, but it's one of you. It's one of us, P1s. It's the people that we talk about. Right now, you're in your car. You're driving down the highway. Somebody that you, I guarantee you, in one of those cars that you see, is trying to figure out how they're going to make Christmas happen. And they're going to their job. Yeah. They're doing their best. It's 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
You know, it's still dark out.
Hustling.
And they're going to work. And they're going to work all day until it's dark again. And then they're going to go home and they're trying to figure out how to make Christmas happen. And this is why we do Toy Drive. So that I'll share that with you in just a minute. Why don't we jump straight here?
With the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
So with these things in mind, ladies and gentlemen, if you had to point out one Toy Drive memory, one thing, what sticks in your head? If I go point out one thing from Toy Drive, and be as specific as you can. I took my kids, and we saw the sea of bikes, and my kid flipped out. And we love to do that every year. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whatever that might be. My story will always be of Ari. It was one of the final years at CompUSA. She was there. Her family brought her there in a wheelchair. The short version of the story is her family brought her there. She's in a wheelchair. She is in a wheelchair today. She is now, God, she's 19, 20.
Wow.
And just beautiful, but she is still in that chair. And she's the most, on social, she's perfectly imperfect, Ari.
Ah.
And she's beautiful and she's wonderful. I haven't seen her in person in years. And she's one of my favorite people on the planet. You know?
Yeah.
And her family brought her to Toy Drive and she saw the bikes and flipped out. And I thought, oh my God, if that's what a bike means to a kid who'll never ride a bike. I mean, it crystallized Toy Drive for me. It was like they'll have to pry me off of this thing. I'll never not do this as long as they'll let me do it.
Yeah.
Because it's important. So what is yours? What is that one Toy Drive memory? Maybe it's cold and watching the tree. What do we call that thing? The Giving Tree Grove.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. Watching that thing. Watching a gust of wind come in. I'm just
knocking everything off the trees.
You're like bowling pins, dude. they've put a thing up this year. They're covering. They're protecting. We learn a little every year.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's 702-364-9898, and I think it's only appropriate that we'll pick one of our first pick callers and give you a Chet Buchanan Show shirt so you can rock that at Toy Drive.
Okay.
702-364-9898. Yeah. I do that right now. Sorry.
Right.
I'm trying to push buttons. So I want to do this button.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick.
First
pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
We always talk about how we feel about Toy Drive. And I'm always interested how you feel about Toy Drive. Like what really gets you when you're listening to Toy Drive or when you come to Toy Drive?
Yeah.
Got a message this morning from somebody in New York who's moved to New York from here. Can we donate online? Yes, help
awesome.
Us. Help us. Southern Nevada has a donate button and then just there's a drop down and just 2018 Toy Drive. Yeah, do it.
That's great.
We went to a restaurant last night, and I'm not gonna say their name, just because I don't want to put too much pressure on them moving forward. But the guy came over and just tried to give me $50 in gift cards to do for Toy Drive, and I said, why don't you call your company and see if they can do a little more, and then come down,
yeah.
Come down and present. And I said, and by the way, even if it is just this $50, some family would lose their mind.
It'd be insane.
Or some teenager. Would lose their mind to be able to go on a date and come here to your fine establishment.
Oh, yeah.
Kidding me? It'd be amazing. So, Mario, the question is, what's your favorite memory? If we ask you straight up, what's your first blush thought on your favorite memory of Toy Drive?
the Chris Angel. Remember Chris Angel a couple years ago? And he came and just kind of overwhelmed everybody with the donations and made me think about it and gave me that warm feeling inside. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
I love Chris.
Chris has done that year in and year out.
Year in and year out. Every year.
Every year. And he seems to amaze me and kind of motivated me to get my own little toy drive for you guys going. I talked to you about it, Chet. You know, our powerlifting community. I got into powerlifting and you know, I wanna help you guys out as much as possible. So I got the three powerlifting gyms here in town, up in north, here in southwest, and up in the middle of town. So if anybody can make it to NMV Energy, drop off your toys there, and I'll be dropping it off on the 18th on my birthday, dropping it off to you guys. So
there's a lot of those little toy drives going on.
Yeah,
come to the big toy drive, which is fun.
That's awesome.
Hey Mario, how much have you lost?
Well, I gained a little bit up this weekend, but
we ain't talking about that. We ain't talking about that.
Cheat days, bro. Cheat days.
Thanksgiving. You're all right. I know. How much are you down though? Total.
Right now, my heaviest weight was 575. Right now, I'm weighing about 330.
Good for you, man.
That is absolutely insane.
Wow.
And honestly, he looks like he's 150. No, truly.
Yeah.
No. You look. You know what? You look slim.
You know, I read a thing that was like December is when you're supposed to start for the new year. Start your workout now. That way you have it in place in January.
Chris, what's your best toy drive memory?
So we've been doing it. Me and my wife have been doing it for the last 5 years. But 3 years ago, we had our daughter. And so this last year was like the first year she could remember it. And it's the bikes, man. Yeah. The sea of bikes.
Yeah.
She already asked, like, what are we doing for this year?
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
That's super exciting.
That's so great.
And she just turned 4, so, like, the fact that she remembers, she's like, what are we doing? What are we doing? Like, she is so excited and ready to do it.
Well, we're excited, too. We will see you in the next few days. And by the way, this 12 days is going to go by quick.
Yes.
Yep, always
start
does.
Making plans now. Like, make a plan. Put something in your calendar in your phone and make sure you go, because I tell you how many people are like, oh, you're already done with that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, was that happening? Oh, well, I just couldn't make it down there. Dude, it was 12 days.
Like 24 hours a day.
Yeah, it was almost 2 weeks. Terry, what's your favorite memory of Toy Drive?
Favorite memory, Chet, is when I didn't have enough cash to get my kids enough stuff for Christmas. And I said, okay, man, we're going to do something different this year. We're going to learn the gift of giving. And we gathered up like $115, grabbed cash everywhere we could, the couch, junk drawer, everything, came up with $115. And then we went to Walmart and got what we could, and then we took it down there. And ever since then, we've been hooked.
Oh, he was the
awesome.
Best.
I have, great story.
Literally, I've almost started crying 3 times already this morning.
You need to save it up, kid. You got 12 days.
No way, man. Let it loose. Just let it all loose. This is good. This, you know what? You know what it means? I'm into it.
Yeah.
That's good.
You're invested.
That's good. We're ready to go. And Jordan, this is how it works. What's your best memory of Toy Drive?
So, you know, every year we like to listen to the stories that are on the radio and everything, and we've always wanted to donate, but we're never able to. So 2 years ago, I was able to come up on some extra cash, and my daughter was just like, let's go donate to Joy Drive. I'm like, that's a perfect idea. So we went, the first thing that we did was go down to Walmart and go and grab a bike and a helmet. And she was so proud to roll that thing up to that sea of bikes. And she, at that time, she was 7 years old. And so I've explained to her about the seasons of giving and everything like that. And she understands that they're less fortunate families. They're people that don't get a Christmas. So ever since then, she goes, Mommy, are we doing Toy Drive? Mommy, when's Toy Drive starting? Last night, right, the last word that she said to me before she went to bed, she goes, Mommy, she goes, how many days until Toy Drive?
How many days until Toy Drive?
I'm telling you, this kid, she's amazing, and she wants to donate every single year. She's like, let's go. We got to go get something. And I'm just like, yes.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Can't wait.
Yeah.
Honestly, right now, can't wait. For the record, I haven't packed a single thing. Going to do that today.
Oh, my God.
Rebel game tonight.
Okay.
And then we'll go. I shaved for the final time. I ain't shaving tomorrow. Screw that.
No.
What's one day? Who cares?
Nah.
Who cares? I'm going to grab my three pairs of underwear and...
oh, Bree,
you're
no.
up one.
I'm joking.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
All right, now we're ready. Yeah. Now we're, by the way, you can stop the social media campaign. Justin Timberlake's not coming.
No, he's
I
not.
I know.
Bruised vocal cords. They said, hold on to those tickets, though. They said, don't do anything with those tickets yet because they're looking, it's postponed. It's not canceled.
Yeah.
Postponed, and they're working on the dates, and your tickets will be good and all, for now.
All right.
Your tickets will be good. And, you know, stay tuned to 98.5 KLZ for updates.
Okay.
It sounds very official, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
In the morning, we listen to
the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. KLUC.
I promised you this letter that we just got a second ago, this email. Dear Chet, I'm writing to you and the whole crew because I love you guys, and I think you guys are awesome, and I love how you care for people out here or even not in our state. Well, thank you. Sorry, I should read these over first before I just start blurting words out. I would have skipped that. My name is Eric. I'm one of those rare single dads like moms that you guys try to help. That's not true. We know. Now, admittedly, we do talk about single moms a lot.
Yeah.
But we know there's a bajillion single dads out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, you and I are both products of single moms, so.
Yeah.
So it kind of helps. But yeah, I was a single dad for a long time.
Just
yeah.
a single mom. Yeah, so it's like, well,
right.
just
but, a single. But I mean, it's easy to focus there. But we know there's lots of single dads. And it's tough for you, too. And he says it's been a really rough patch these past few years. I've changed professions by going back to school a year ago into the medical field. And I've actually only landed two jobs as a medical biller, but lasted only a few months. Because I was working for a temp agency. It's now been 5 months of no work, but I landed a job at the airport. It doesn't pay very much, and I only work 4 hours a day. So I'm just trying to make it back up by paying bills that I've been behind on, and I can barely put food on the table. Soon, welfare will take away... I'll tell you right now, this guy's just spitting out. You know what I'm saying? He's just typing as fast as his brain and his fingers will work together, so I apologize if this is a little clunky. Barely put food on the table. Welfare is going to take my food stamps away soon because I have a job. But like I said, it's only a 20-hour a week job. I have two wonderful boys. And my oldest mom hasn't been around since he was a year and a half. He's now 12. My youngest is turning 5 on Christmas Eve.
Oh, wow.
And he is such a bright light. To be honest, my sons deserve the world, especially... because I'm a single father who takes care of my responsibility. Christmas this year will be sad. My oldest wants a snowboard. My toddler wants a power wheel of some sort. My mom helps out with my rent, and I'm grateful for that, but she just retired. And I went back to school. I went back to school on her retirement pay. Oh. I feel so terrible. I live check to check. I actually am going to get my first check. It'll be gone once I get it. I can't even save the last two checks before Christmas because it's going to go to bills to keep us sheltered, warm, and providing transportation to school and work. If you guys can do anything for me and my sons, my wish come true, please. I'm crying out loud for help. I'm a proud man, but I feel like those moms out there that struggle every day to take care of their kids. That's who I am too, a single struggling father who has custody of both kids and they deserve a Christmas. So I directed him to help with Southern Nevada, but those are the people you're helping.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just trying, man. Need a hand up, not a hand out.
Yep.
Toy Drive starts tomorrow.
98.5 KLUC's Chet Buchanan, Spence, and Kayla.
Who are you?
Good morning. This is the Chet Buchanan Show.
Coming up next, holiday games today. Just as we get ready for Toy Drive, yeah. Just because, you know, I mean, we're going to be busy here
in the
next little bit. So we're thinking like, hey. You know, let's just have some fun with this today. So we're going to play a game called Practice Your Thanks. Oh, we have Kayla, open up the wrapping
I'm
paper.
I'm opening it.
Kayla brought way too much wrapping paper. Like, we were actually going to have to wrap stuff. So just tear off a piece. Go ahead and just tear off a piece.
Got it.
You know how this works a little, Jess. Sometimes you gotta go be like, yeah, wow, it's awesome. So... are we going to do this one? Or are we going to have listeners do it? Let's have listeners do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't have a prize to give you, but if you want to participate, this will be fun. So we'll unwrap your gift, and then your job is to act really happy about it but not so far over the top that we don't believe you.
Okay.
All right? So we're going to practice your thanks. Right now, why don't we play? Do you want to play, Spence?
Yeah, I want to play.
All right, Kayla. Let's unwrap his gift.
All right. Your gift is a pine cone.
Wow, I love how this, I love the smell of a pine forest, and this really makes, this is wonderful. In fact, I can see collecting
these.
We're
all thumbs down, right? Nobody's convincing me. And
not
honestly, I thought you'd be good at this.
I'm going to add it to my collection of miniature pinecone forests that's in my bedroom.
Maybe it's because of the sickness. I don't feel the love.
I felt it very believable.
No.
Not quite that often.
Sorry.
We need three P1s to play. You know what? Don't call yet.
Okay.
Call in a minute. We're going to play Practice Your Thanks. So here, do this. Put 702-364-9898 in your phone and get ready to hit send right after this.
Get up. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show. Get up. On 98.5 KLUC.
So we need three P1s to call us right now at 702-364-9898. And by the way, I've had like eight people go, oh my God, the stories and the toy drive and all that stuff. You're safe now. Yeah. we'll save some of it for later. I mean, we might do some later, but you're all right for right now. We'd like to play a little game called May I? You know what? May I?
Absolutely.
Kayla, I would like to unwrap your present if you don't mind.
Okay.
So we're going to play a game called Practice Your Thanks. Now, the idea is we're going to unwrap your present, and then we just need you to convince us that you really like it without going overboard.
Good. I need the practice because Aunt Lori's going to get me something interesting this year. So.
Yeah, what did she get you last year, Aunt Lori?
Oh, she got me a necklace, but it was like this gaudy, awful, like bronzy color with a giant K on it. And I'm like, thanks. Like,
it's totally.
Like, it was not attractive.
No?
No.
All right, well, let's. Oh, look, Kayla. You got a bag of dog treats.
Oh, yay! I could totally.
No way.
No,
no way.
No, you got to sell it. Let me sell it. Sorry. That is so great. Penny could really use a lot of these.
You're
dog
so
treats.
Over the top.
Yeah.
This is why I need the practice.
You're not good.
You're not buy it.
Just push her over.
Yeah, we would love for you to play with us if you would. 702-364 9898. Will you please call us right now? We need three.
Waking you. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Yo, wake up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, man, Toy Drive starts tomorrow.
Yes, it does.
Woo-wee.
Very excited.
Tomorrow at this time, we'll be prepping for me to go up on the scaffold. Hopefully the rain will hold off until we can get up there and get some stuff situated, but
right.
A lot of the models that I'm seeing now, you know, that everybody's a future cast thing. They show the blob go over the valley. It don't look good. Just doesn't. Maybe the but you know what? As long as we're setting records, the worst day one in Toy Drive history. Last year was a memorable one.
Yeah.
As far as bad weather.
Angry tent.
Yeah, Angry Tent is gone. Shift Pod 2 is now in its place.
I'm excited to see it. It literally looks like something straight off of Mars.
It might be a little big.
Is it big?
It's 12 by 12.
Oof.
It's big.
That's big.
Hey, real quick, to explain Angry Tent, you know how a tent is with wind, and Chet would have to try to stay in the thing, and the thing would get blown flat to the ground. And there were many videos last year during Toy Drive of the tent just with the wind.
Well, and because the wind would blow from the north.
Yeah.
So you'd have the door, and it kind of looked like the mouth.
Yeah.
And so it looked like
it
was
trying to eat people.
Angry Tent. I want to go into West Sahara. And you hear the wind howling in the back. Well, I should have pulled up one of those videos and had that available for play.
We'll find it later. We'll post it.
Too late now. Let us play Practice Your Thanks. Elizabeth?
Yep.
Time to practice your things. What's the worst gift that you think? Can you hear us, by the way?
Well, I'm sorry. What was the worst gift I've ever gotten?
Okay, first question. You can hear us okay?
Yes.
Okay. It's always funny when you say somebody's name and they go, yes, and then they go, hello? And I'm like, what just happened?
I don't understand.
Oh, you're all right. What's the worst gift you ever got?
probably honestly, I don't think I've ever gotten a really bad gift.
Worst gift?
I've gotten an ugly sweater. There we go.
Those are awesome, though.
Yeah, my dad was king of the drugstore gift.
Oh, yes.
Dad was king.
Bag of M&Ms.
Dad was king of the drugstore gift. No, like sweatshirt.
Oh. I love that for some reason. Because it would just become a gag year after year.
It's like a Seahawks sweatshirt, but it was just written in block letters on the front of it.
Right. it's like those Las Vegas sweatshirts. You're like, that's not officially licensed merchandise of anything.
I don't think so. Who would like to give Elizabeth their gift? Anyone want to volunteer?
I'll go.
All right, Elizabeth, here comes your gift from Kayla.
Elizabeth, I'm going to open it up real quick. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, good. Tearing open.
Oh, this looks like a good one. Elizabeth, your gift is a crochet your own shoelaces kit.
Oh, my gosh, you shouldn't have. Thank you so much.
Not convinced.
Elizabeth, you can make your own. Look at these colorful shoelaces I'm wearing. See, it looks like a rainbow. You can make your own just like mine.
It's DIY.
Yeah, I'm gonna save mine because I'm afraid I won't have anything left. Okay, I'll do it. No, you know what? This is so great. Can I tell you something right now, Kayla?
What?
I had one of these 4 years ago, and I've been looking for one ever since.
Yes.
Where? Oh my God! Where did you find this?
Amazon.
Because I really want to know where the hell you got this thing. Where did you find it?
Amazon.
Oh,
yes.
Amazon. My goodness, that's so great. Thank you.
If that's real, you're
you
all getting one.
Thank you. Have a good day. All right, Samantha, you ready?
I'm ready.
We screened everybody else out, and then the third one dropped off.
Oh.
So we might need one more to play at 702-364-9898 if you'd like to. Spence, do you want to give her?
Yeah, I would like to. Let me open the door up for Samantha. Oh, goodness.
Samantha might get two gifts.
Samantha,
oh, I have it already.
It's a bottle of Herbal Essence shampoo with a card with a crisp American $1 bill in it.
Wow, I can go get the conditioner for that at the dollar store. I love it.
I believe her.
I believe her.
Little Jess, are you convinced?
I'm convinced.
Little Jess is kind of skeptical on stuff on occasion. Yeah, you're convinced.
Yeah.
I love this.
By the way, it was a real gift from my Aunt Mildred when I was 10 years old.
No,
that's a true story.
That is a true story.
Oh my God, my Aunt Mary used to give us the shampoos from the hotels as Christmas gifts. It was quite hilarious.
Well, at least my aunt actually bought a real bottle, but that's cool.
Samantha, and by the way, there might be dual purpose to this. We might be actually asking if you're going to like this or not. So if you don't mind, could I open up another gift for you?
Sure.
Oh, great. Good, because I'm already doing it. Oh, look at this. It's back rub coupons from Spence.
Back rub from Spence? I can't wait.
By the way, amazing. I find you very believable.
Yes.
Samantha, by the way, there's a little extra that comes with that back rub.
Flip the coupon.
Comes with every back rub.
Yeah. Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5.
90.5. I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Yeah. Let's go, go, go!
On 98.5 KLUC.
I think that present under the tree is closest to Spence. Oh, wait, we have to see. Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
Hi, Sherry. Would you like a Christmas gift?
I would.
Okay, good. Spence is closest to the one there for you.
Says Sherry on it from Santa.
Oh.
Oh, my God, Sherry. It's a trucker hat with Yellowstone Park written on it.
That's great. I just saw one last year.
You're stealing my bit.
I just saw one last year. Oh my God, I'm so jealous, Sherry. I have a shirt that says Yellowstone Park on it, and that trucker hat would go so well with it.
Listen, all I can say right now is there better be another one of those under the tree with my name on it.
I've always wanted to be to Yellowstone Park. This is the closest thing that I've ever seen to being there. It's almost like being there.
Almost.
Well, oh, look. I can smell geyser.
Mine smells like trucker. All right, Sherry. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Happy Toy Drive Eve.
Sherry's not impressed with this.
She's not impressed with any of this.
No, Sherry's like, you are not funny. Where's my prize?
Yeah. She really thought she was getting one.
Yeah.
I think. Maybe. I don't know.
She's going to call later and go, I want my Yellowstone Park trucker hat.
Little Jess?
Yes.
Would you like a gift?
I would like a gift, yeah.
I think Kayla really wants to give her one.
I really do. Because really I'm closest to the tree anyway, okay. So let's open it up real quick. Hold on.
Oh, good.
All right. Big one here. Oh, it's a bedazzled pencil pouch recycled from last year's gifts.
Awesome. I can see it from wherever I'm sitting in the room.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Awesome. No, well played.
All right.
I am convinced.
No, you've done this before. Oh, you hold on. Wait, come on. Do you smoke?
Sure.
For the sake of the bit, yes.
What time of the day is it? What day of the week is it? Well, then you'll like this.
Okay.
Look, we all worked on this together.
Yeah.
And we made you a homemade ashtray. With your names, you know, like in the actual bottom of it.
Yeah.
Hey, it's 420 every day.
You're so.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
There was also a possibility of having a dead turtle or a piece of plywood with your name written on it in Sharpie.
Oh, dead turtle.
Well, he wasn't. Not when I wrapped it.
No, of course not.
Just gave somebody Mojave Max. Oh, that's
oh, jeez. Oh, my God. Just care. Boy, yeah, don't shake the box.
Don't.
Not that you could. It's really heavy. This is bad. Somebody's going to complain about that.
It was not, just for the record, idea. It was
don't
not
do
Mojave
that, kids.
Max.
Stay away from Mojave Max.
Yeah, leave him alone.
Leave him alone.
He's in danger.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
I was thinking, too, during Toy Drive, good feeling story of the day might move to like 6:20. Just because Toy Drive gets crazy, and really before 7, it's just kind of chill a lot of days.
Yeah.
So we might move Good Feeling Story of the Day to like 6:20.
Okay.
We'll see how it all plays out. It's the crazy thing about Toy Drive. Who knows what is going to happen in these next 12 days?
Call an audible a lot of times.
Yeah, like usually we go in with a plan for a show and... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just got to be ready to dip
in. Yeah, there are certain days that, it's just not going to happen. We're just doing this. Other things are going on.
Yeah. Exactly. So this might be the last, formal one that you hear at this time of the day for a little bit. But there's a really cool, kind of along the lines of Toy Drive, there's a national program called Trees for Troops. And the idea is that a lot of times military families, A, they're not making a whole ton of money.
No.
B, they don't, there's a lot of troops that won't have a tree or family or anybody necessarily to celebrate Christmas with because you are in another part of the, of the country.
Yeah.
That, for example, if you were stationed in Nellis, but you're from Illinois, you can't always get home.
Exactly.
That kind of thing. So that's what this group does. And there were a group of fifth graders in New Hampshire at Bethlehem Elementary School that just decided this is something that they wanted to do. And this group of fifth graders were able to put together over 600 trees to send to troops. It's amazing.
It feels good because we're like giving the trees to the troops who don't have any trees or family to celebrate Christmas with.
And they learn how to raise money, do cold calling. They write all the tags that send special thanks to the troops and put them on the trees.
I think it's a great opportunity for kids to give back and to realize that they can have an impact on the world.
It's just cool. And I honestly,
that's awesome.
I can't wait. Like, I know Tarkanian Middle School is firing, specifically Tarkanian Cheer is fired up for Toy Drive.
Yeah.
Like just like they were last year and the year before.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? When the schools come out and all that.
The best.
Yeah, it's just fun. Or the parents who bring their kids on the way to school come to Toy Drive. We can't wait to see you. Toy Drive starts tomorrow. It's your good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
One more time. I'll push this button.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge, yeah.
One final time before we head off to Toy Drive. Who is our contestant, Little Jazz?
Alex Yates of Henderson.
Hello, Alex. Kayla, you wanted to say something?
I wanted to know, because I know it's a relief off his shoulders because he has to answer all of these questions, but are you in a sense of relief now that you don't have to write the questions?
I am after yesterday. Yeah, these... I'm not going to lie to you, Alex. These questions suck.
Uh-oh.
I'm not. Although, all wait a minute. No, wait a minute. Let me look at this. No, we all right. Just the fifth one. Fifth one's terrible. Fifth one, neither one of you will get.
Okay.
I'm certain of it.
Oh, good.
But I just did it. I gave up and wrote it anyway.
Aww.
I tried to find something better, and I went, ah, just wrote it.
So good luck, Alex.
Yeah, no pressure.
Five questions, 30 seconds, pop culture ripped from the headlines. We do not say pass on this show, sir. What do we say?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Will you be cootering today?
Not today.
Why would it's
not today?
Somewhat pointless to do all that.
Right?
30 seconds on the clock. Time will start when I read the first one. Here we go, sir. Steven Hillenburg passed away yesterday, much too soon at age 57. His work has been loved by millions after it debuted on May 1st, 1999. What did Steven Hillenburg create?
SpongeBob.
After her husband, Les Moonves, left CBS and she left the talk, Julie Chen Moonves is officially returning to CBS as the host of what show?
Big Brother.
Netflix was making a lot of noise yesterday about their new trailer for the upcoming special called Springsteen on what?
Jim Bob Cooter.
After a number of run-ins with the law, the 49ers cut last year's first-round pick, Reuben Foster. Who picked him up? Got an answer. Out of time. Okay.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge, yeah.
He actually did pretty well, which gives me hope for you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he got, he got, well, like 1.5.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to give him the 2. I'll extend you the same courtesy I would extend him. Yeah.
Okay.
When I wrote the question, I went, I know what they're going to say, and I'll probably just allow it. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
So
don't
I'm going to
gotcha.
Say.
I don't know what you're talking about, but we'll figure
we'll
it
just
out.
Go with it.
You'll see. You'll need 2.5 or 3
okay.
to keep the money safe. Same 5 questions, same 30 seconds. Time will start when I read the first one, and here we go. Please get 3.
Okay.
I don't want to have to put up with this.
I'll do my best to muddy the whole situation.
I got four.
I went
so.
In my head. Yeah. I went, you dope. This is. You're going to screw this whole thing up heading into Toy Drive. It's going to be scandal and controversy.
Funny.
Steven Hillenburg passed away yesterday too soon at age 57. His work has been loved by millions after its debut on May 1st, 1999. What did Steven Hillenburg create?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
After her husband, Les Moonves, left CBS and she left to talk, Julie Chen Moonves is officially returning to CBS as the host of what show?
Big Brother.
Netflix was making a lot of noise yesterday about their new trailer for their upcoming special called Springsteen on what?
Springsteen on Broadway.
After a number of run-ins with the law, the 49ers cut last year's first-round pick, Reuben Foster. Who picked him up?
The Redskins.
It had a $100 million budget. It opened on Thanksgiving weekend. Everything should have been great. But it's the biggest blockbuster movie bomb of 2018. What movie is that?
That is Robin Hood.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge, yeah.
Well, that was better than I thought. Let's see how we did here. Steven Hillenburg passed away yesterday too soon at age 57. You have Alzheimer's?
No, he had ALS.
Oh, that's what
really?
Yes. I knew it was an A, yeah. His work has been loved by millions after his debut, May 1st, 1999. What did he create? And Alex said?
SpongeBob.
And Spence said?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
And it makes sense if they both said it. It's probably right.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. And then I was trying to hit this.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain.
I can't hear you.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Oh. Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Absorbent and yellow and porous is he?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
If nautical nonsense be something you wish,
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Then drop on the deck and flop like a fish.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Ready? SpongeBob SquarePants.
Hey. Can I tell you,
I
probably watched a grand total of 8 minutes of SpongeBob SquarePants in my life. Isn't that depressing?
It's a great show. It really is a good show.
Yeah, you watch a lot of SpongeBob?
I haven't watched in a while, but yeah, I've watched it.
I was going to say, after we learned about Lil Jess's smoking habits earlier, you watched a lot of SpongeBob, didn't you?
Yeah, and for the longest time, I thought he was a piece of cheese, even though the song is SpongeBob SquarePants.
That's funny.
Is that true?
That is true.
That's hilarious.
That's phenomenal. It's one apiece, getting back to Spence's challenge. After her husband, Les Moonves, left CBS and she left the talk, Julie Chen Moonves is officially returning to CBS as the host of What's Show. And Alex said...
Big Brother.
And Spence said?
Big Brother.
Celebrity Big Brother. But you know.
Yeah.
This is what I said. I knew you guys would both say Big Brother, so whatever.
Yeah.
Booyah! Booyah!
We'll give you the two. That was what
I got you.
It's fine. Netflix was, it's the holidays. Come on. We will be
charming. My note says Big Brother. Well, so your notes are wrong. Big Brother.
Netflix would make a lot of noise yesterday about their new trailer for the upcoming special called Springsteen on What? I was really hoping somebody would say drugs. But Alex said,
Jim Bob Cooter.
And Springsteen on Jim Bob Cooter.
Yeah, that's on Skinamax.
That's different. One of them special websites. Spence said,
Springsteen on Broadway.
Springsteen on Broadway. That's
booyah!
Right.
Booyah!
And that's
booyah!
Three. After a number of run-ins with the law, the 49ers cut last year's first round pick, Reuben Foster, who picked him up. Alex said,
I believe he said the Texans.
Or the Titans or whatever. He said Texans. I'm pretty sure. Spence said,
the Redskins.
Yeah, the Redskins
booyah!
Did.
Do you know something funny about that?
Booyah.
You went to the bathroom right before we played the game, and Spence was talking about that, like, immediately
about the whole
before.
Thing? No, I go, this guy can get, Kaepernick can't get a tryout, but this guy can do all this stuff and still get a job. I just find it interesting.
I think we forget, and here's the other thing, and whatever, yes, it's a big pain in the neck for the owners and stuff like that, and I realize, and people have thoughts about all of that. Kaepernick was not that great his last season.
No.
He was not... You won that. So put together a guy who might not be that great with the pain in the neck for the owners, and that's probably why. But honestly, somebody should just give him a shot.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
By the way, Reuben Foster won't play.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the NFL's already got him in lockdown and, you know, the whatever personal conduct policy. Whatever that is. For Spence, and it had a $100 million budget open on Thanksgiving weekend, the biggest blockbuster bomb of 2018. What is it, Alex?
Ran out of time.
Never even got there. Too many ums and ahs. And Spence said...
That is Robin Hood.
I am very proud of you for getting that.
Because
I thought nobody would get that one.
Yeah, I somehow saw that and wrote it down in my notes 2 days ago.
And by the way, I love Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
And I love that dude... From
Kingsman.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that movie apparently was just a giant suckfest.
Yeah, must be.
But look at your boy Spence. And what did I tell you? Well, I said at the beginning after you walked out of the room that these questions suck. And I told Spence.
I liked them.
I mentioned to Spence, I said earlier, I apologize in advance. You're probably going to be mad at me. Because I thought that you wouldn't like these questions.
Okay.
But you know,
booyah!
1 and 2
booyah!
And 3
booyah!
And 4
booyah!
And 5.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge. Yeah.
That's how you end the year, buddy.
Yeah.
That's how you end the year.
Bravo.
With all five of them, 21 in a row, and 641 wins overall.
Hey, this is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
First and foremost, Chet Buchanan Show is brought to you by the Mitsubishi Las Vegas Bowl, Sam Boyd Stadium, Saturday, December 15th. That'll be here before you know it.
All right.
Now it's all over. This could be anybody. This looks, there's all, the more bowl projections you read, the more different answers you will get.
Yep.
We were talking about it the other day, and I'm like, oh, look, it's going to be Arizona State and such and such.
Yeah.
Fresno State.
Well, it's either Boise. Yeah. Who's playing in the championship?
Well, Boise right now is on top of Utah State in the the Mountain Division, and then Fresno State, I think, is leading.
Right,
the
and they
West.
Play and they play for the championship.
Right, the top two teams, I
yeah.
would think.
Yeah. So I don't know how. Would you say Boise's on top?
Boise and Utah State are tied. So I don't know if they've played yet or who has the advantage.
No, they played last week.
Oh, did
I
they?
I thought. And Boise. So anyway, whatever that is, it's going to be, but it's great and it's fun.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. It's one of my favorite things to do. It happens, you know, right after Toy Drive, and I'm involved in all of those events. And it's just a blast. College football is just, it's the best.
It's awesome.
It's just, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. So that is on the way. Oh, and Toy Drive starts tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was the other thing I just wanted to remind you of. Toy Drive starts tomorrow. By the way, how stoked are you for Toy Drive? Are you nervous?
I'm a little nervous. Yeah. I kind of wish I was out there with you guys so I could really feel it. So over the weekend, I'll have to take my son out there and check it out.
Are you at the controls on Saturday morning?
No.
Sunday morning? No.
Okay. Monday through Friday. Okay.
Okay. No, this is all going to be very interesting this year. We got a lot of new butts in new seats. But there's, you know, the core group is here.
Yeah.
And you know, you won't know the difference. We'll just do our thing, and hopefully we'll one more toy, one more bike, one more gift card, because we got 80 charities that are waiting.
They got kids that need you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we told the story earlier this morning of Eric, single dad, tried to make his life better, got into the medical field, and he's got training in medical billing, started to go to work for a temp agency. He's only had two jobs since he went back to school a year ago. Been out of work for 5 months, nothing full-time for the last 5 months.
Yeah.
Working 20 hours a week out at the airport at something that doesn't pay a whole lot. He's got two kids. His mom's helping him pay the rent, but mom used the retirement savings so he could go back to school with the idea that he could pay her back.
Yeah.
It's a mess. It's a mess. So on top of that, you want to crush this guy's will? By having a look at his kids and go, yeah, sorry, Santa couldn't find our house. No way, man.
No.
No way. Not while we're here. So that's why.
Yeah.
Toy Drive starts tomorrow. So I'm sorry, little Jess, who's on the phone?
Jimmy Sisco of Henderson.
Jimmy Sisco, how are you, brother?
Hey, good morning, y'all.
Jimmy, love that name. Have you not played Spence's Challenge a number of times yourself?
I've tried a couple times.
Yeah.
But Jimmy Sisco sounds like he's from some mob movie. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Great name.
Yeah. I was just
quiet,
thinking of like.
Quiet about that. You don't need a visit.
Oh, yeah.
You don't need a visit from.
He was
Jimmy.
At college.
Yeah, Jimmy would like to keep that.
Don't make me come down there.
Jimmy, we got a pair of tickets for you to go to our advanced screening of Bumblebee on the 18th of December at the AMC Town Square Theaters. Congratulations.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, brother. We'll see you at Toy Drive.
Hey, definitely. Go Knights go.
Go Knights go.
And go Rebels tonight. Mountain West, Missouri Valley Showdown or whatever they call that thing.
Yeah.
And I think it's an ESPN game. That's why we play at 7:30. But that's going tonight. We play Valparaiso.
Cool.
Valpo. Playing Valpo.
All right.
On the television. So that'll be cool. Hey, before we get to that, though, Jimmy, while you're still hanging out.
Yes.
Kayla, bust out those candy canes.
Okay.
Is there anything open?
No, but.
We were going to play around. Oh, can we not? I should have said something. I thought about it earlier, but then we got talking about something else.
Get a candy cane.
We're going to play candy cane karaoke. So here's the deal. Do you have to put the whole candy cane in your mouth?
Yes.
How many candy canes? Just one?
All of it.
Oh, my God.
All of one candy cane?
Yeah, let's see how it works. I don't know how big Kayla's mouth is.
We're really not that big. Chet has the biggest mouth out of all of us.
Yeah, ooh. I win Chubby Bunny every year.
Yeah, he does.
It's science.
You got some competition.
You got a big mouth?
Oh, man.
Yeah. I didn't want to admit that, but then I was
don't
like.
Don't get weird about it.
Yeah. Meantime, shut
don't
your pie
tell
hole.
Me anything.
Our
oh, that's
money.
Not very nice.
I know. I was
well,
just yeah, joking.
She's just here to help.
Be good to the help.
How does one.
Not the help.
To help. You're just here to help, not the help. How's that one candy cane working for you?
It's good. Can you hear me?
Put it in. Yeah, so you broke it into three pieces.
That's the only way I can put it in
sideways. That's awesome.
Are you opening another one?
Oh, Spence is making her take another one down.
I can hear it too clearly.
Oh, man.
Jimmy, you good? Do you have time?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
This is going to be good.
So what in half? Are we going one and a half? Oh, don't put it in my mouth. Weird.
right?
What you said last night. Oh, that's all really right. Inappropriate. I apologize.
Is it good? Is it good, right?
I think she could use another one from that other bucket.
I'm sorry. HR is calling.
I have to go. Two candy canes. Ready? Two candy canes.
Two.
There we go. Hang on.
Okay. So you're going to sing. You sing it. How's this working? You're going to sing a Christmas carol, and we got to guess what it is?
Yeah.
But won't we guess it just off the melody?
Yeah, you'll know the melody. I just think it's for fun to hear her sing with a candy cane.
You know what? I think, can we do it this way? Let me just throw this out there. And if yes or no.
Okay.
You doing okay?
Yeah, I can't.
You need to spit?
Breathe.
It's not doing really well. I have two candy canes in my mouth.
I know this is bad to say because it's unseemly.
This is sounding X-rated.
Right? Well, because I was going to ask her if she needs to, you swallow your spit.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Okay. Yeah, and by the way, your breath is amazingly fresh.
Yeah.
Got it.
When with your red lipstick that you put on today, I'm still trying to figure out who's coming in.
Oh, boy.
How many candy canes do you have in your mouth now?
Two whole candy canes.
Okay, that's pretty good. So instead of doing the melody, which you'd be able to figure out, you know what I mean? Because if you went, we'd all know that that's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah.
Should you have to read, because she has lyrics in front of her, should you just have to read lyrics?
I'll read. You want me to try guys?
Yeah, just try reading lyrics. Let's see.
Okay. Welcome home from my house.
Don't sing.
Okay. Welcome home from my house, Christmas Eve. We can stay here.
That's good noise. Good.
You can say you're so good thing as Santa.
She's got peppermint drool. That's nasty.
It's all over.
I'm coming in to help you.
Napkins stat, Jess. Napkins.
Okay, now try it. Try it singing, because I think I know what it is.
Okay. Grandma got a new reindeer.
Oh, no, that's easy. You just said what it is. You just said what it is.
Did I? Oh, yeah.
Okay, which way is better, Jimmy Sisko? Just to do the lyrics or to actually try and sing?
I got it right off the beginning, so the lyrics is actually better.
Maybe the lyrics is okay. Are two candy canes enough or too much?
You got to get like a half one more.
Perhaps.
I couldn't even call my mouth right now.
And I think we should only play this with Kayla.
Yeah,
I think so. I don't think Spence and I need to be involved.
Instead of candy cane karaoke, it should be Kayla's candy cane.
Oh, are you kidding? Are you kidding? It's perfect.
Yeah.
Jimmy, don't you think so?
No. I agree.
The listeners have spoken.
That is not fair.
Jimmy said so.
The deal, I even got the candy canes
there
for us.
There was no
deal.
Now it's
firing back on me right
now. No, not at all. We're making you the star.
Oh, good, yeah. Yes.
No. We're putting you in the spotlight.
2.5 candy canes.
Kayla's candy cane karaoke.
Okay.
I think that's brilliant, Spence.
I love it. Awesome. I think it's brilliant too, Chet. I concur.
With your brilliance?
Yes.
Yeah, no, it's decided.
Oh, good.
All right.
Yeah. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
So, when are you going to load up with candy canes again?
Oh, right now. I can do it. I prepped my 2.5 candy canes. Thanks, yep. Jimmy Sisko.
Yeah, Jimmy Sisko says 2.5 candy canes.
Okay.
And I think we do, throw away your lyrics. Whatever copies of lyrics you have, hide those so that you can't see them. Kayla's going to do lyrics first, and then if we need help, then she can sing. Maybe we'll do a little bit of both.
Okay.
Just to see if we can figure it out. Kayla's, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for here. Let's do a real Kayla's Candy Cane Karaoke.
Yay!
This toy drive starts tomorrow.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Great.
How many candy canes do you have in there now?
Four half candy canes.
All of them? You got them all in?
Right, all of them.
Well, that's impressive.
Thank you.
So, Kayla, you want to start? Let's start with lyrics.
Lyrics first, okay.
Lyrics first, okay.
Think of all the fun I've missed.
Oh, I got it. Oh, should we make it a competition?
Sure.
Buzz in, Chet.
You have to buzz in with a Christmas character.
Okay.
Rudolph.
Okay. Oh, okay. Mine will be Heat Miser.
Okay,
good.
I'm going to get you some change. Okay, go ahead.
Did you know it already?
No, I didn't.
Okay, go ahead. Go again.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Think of all the fun I missed. Dinklewater, Philadelphia.
Rudolph!
Yeah.
Rudolph, for the love of God, Rudolph!
Rudolph, go.
Santa baby.
That's a good guess, yep. That's right.
Santa baby, ladies.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree.
Oh, is this the old one?
Me.
The older one?
This Eartha Kitt.
Yeah, it's the Eartha Kitt.
The Madonna
one. As opposed to the Madonna one not being the old one.
Baby.
Which. Right.
Yeah, no, this is the old one.
Yeah.
Okay. Next.
Okay. At Christmas party hut, mistletoe hung
Rudolph!
Where you can
see. I remember where my buzzer was.
Rudolph! Rudolph!
Shit!
Is it Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree?
Rockin' around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hut. Mistletoe hung.
That's where this game's got a little something to it.
That's where it was supposed to be.
That's where this game's got a little something to it.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Oh, you just want to sing along with candy canes in our mouth?
Yeah, the candy cane karaoke. Sing along with the music.
I thought it was a contest. Have I ruined the bit?
No, it's still fun.
Here, wait, let's do more.
Now she's the bit's ruined.
Yeah.
Little world has some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling.
I love the hip swing.
Oh, yeah, no.
So awesome.
She's into it.
There's been candy cane depreciation. We need to add some more candy.
Caleb,
oh, yes.
Caleb put on red lipstick today, so she's feeling sexy.
With drool coming out of her mouth.
Yep.
Not just drool.
But her breath is fresh.
No. Peppermint drool.
Yeah, not just drool. Candy cane drool. Merry Christmas, everybody. Okay, so what?
Give me another one.
Okay. Well, no, you give us another one.
Okay.
No, we were just combining all the bits.
Okay. Jingle roll.
Heat miser.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Jingle Bell Rock.
Oh, wow.
What? That's right?
Uh-huh.
All right, get ready. You ready? Here we go.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell.
Function. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It looks like she got punched in the mouth. It's like when you're watching a movie and somebody got punched in the mouth.
It is. Creed 2.
Yeah.
Like a Quentin Tarantino movie. It's just like everywhere splatter.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that was awesome.
Oh, that was classic.
Totally. Oh, and there go the candy canes.
Oh, my God. I'm going to pee my pants.
It was like.
Thank you. That's awesome.
Yeah. I got to be honest, in the interest of safety of all involved, that's probably. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Kayla's Candy Cane Karaoke.
The Chet Buchanan Show, 98.5 KLJC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come on. The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5 KLQC.
It's not Nevada, it's Nevada. Las Vegas is what matters. Nevada, ooh, na, na.
Just a year old.
Yeah, a little over a year old. I think November 11th, we debuted that as a song of the week.
That's amazing. Thanks. It's just amazing to me. And yes, we do know it's pronounced Ely. That's part of the joke. Because Eli, sorry. Sorry, y'all.
The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Toy Drive starts tomorrow, and I didn't really quite know how to handle this. I can tell you it'll be a unanimous greatest person in the world later on today. Sherry, this is it's unbelievably sweet and thoughtful that you would think of us today after the news that came down yesterday.
Yeah, it's sad news, but hopefully everything will go as planned for Toy Drive and they still help out.
No. Let me help you with that really quick. Jerry Herbst, who is the founder and the creator of Terrible Herbst, passed away yesterday. I would be willing, if I know these folks like I think I do and like we do, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My guess is this is going to go on their end to, you know, not that they haven't done everything they could before.
Right.
They are going to do everything they can.
Yeah.
Because Toy Drive is very important to Terrible Herbst, and none of that changes with Jerry's passing.
Yeah, I just want to send my condolences to the family and friends of Jerry.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's very, very sweet. And thank you for reaching out. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, and you guys have a great day.
You too. Well. Have a great day. Toy Drive starts tomorrow. We'll see you over the next 12 days, okay?
Okay, we'll be there.
Because seriously, if every single P1 that's listening, every single person that hears our voice right now, and over the next 12 days, if you come and you bring one toy, one bike, one gift card, $1, although it makes my OCD go crazy on the cash and gift card board, on the Nevada State Bank cash and gift card board. So if you could keep it in increments of five, just for me.
For yeah, because it is tough when the kids from Whitney Elementary put together $7.43.
No, man.
And I'm like, I will cover the $2.57 to get it to an even 10.
It's all, yeah, because it kind of makes you a little nuts, too, if I recall.
Oh, I can't handle that.
Yeah.
I can't handle what's beyond the decimal point.
So, Toy Drive starts tomorrow. And it's, oddly enough, there were a number of people that were like, what about Terrible Herbst? Oh, no, this strengthens their resolve.
Yep.
You know, not unlike, I get it. When my mom passed, I was even more determined. You know, you kind of dedicated in their honor when my dad passed 2 years ago. You know, this you just that's take strength from it.
Yeah.
But Toy Drive starts tomorrow at NV Energy. Everything you need to know is at KLUC.com. We need you.
Yeah.
We need you. Think about this. Think about this now. We have 13 days, give or take, if we started today, to come up with 32 trucks. 8,110 bikes, if we're getting one more bike.
Insane.
And $455,551 in cash and gift cards, if we're getting one more dollar.
Yikes.
We're not going to do it all at once.
No.
You were saying?
I always say when you're going out and you're thinking, oh, you know, what should I bring to Toy Drive? Think about a specific person in your life that you can relate to. If you're an adult and you think about your 14-year-old niece, what would your 14-year-old niece want?
Yeah.
What would your 4-year-old niece want? Whatever it is, you know what I mean?
We get asked a lot. What do you need? Everything.
Everything, yep.
I'm not kidding you. There are 80 charities. 80. I can tell you that by the time we start heading toward the end, I can almost guarantee stuff for older kids.
Yeah.
Gift cards especially. Because kids... How old's your son, 10?
10.
Little Jess got a 10-year-old son. Do you still just go out and buy stuff for him and go, here, wear this? Or does...
I don't do clothes because I never liked opening clothes as a kid.
No. But I mean, right. Even when you shop, even if you shop for him mm-hmm. in general, do you go, here's what you're wearing? Or do you let him pick?
I go, here's what you're wearing.
Okay. Okay. No, fair enough. But I'll bet in the next 4 years that goes away.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'll bet in the next 2 years that goes away.
Yeah.
It's Kayla's 14-year-old niece. She's picking out her own clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was, I was sitting at dinner last night, and the manager came over, and it was really sweet. He goes, I've got two $50 gift cards. I can give them to you right now. I said, call your company. Call your company and see what they can do. And by the way, if it's still just those two $50 gift cards, then bring them down and let us give you love.
Exactly.
If you can get your company to give you $1,000 in gift cards, then come down and let us give you love.
That'd be amazing.
You know, that thing. And then he looked at me and I went, those gift cards. Can you imagine if a family who hasn't gone out for dinner together in forever, you're wondering how you're going to pay the freaking light bill.
Yeah.
And you get to go out to dinner on somebody else's dime. You're living like kings.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
For one day. Ooh, fourth time. Let's bring that up to four now, the number of times I've almost cried. There's four times I've almost cried on the air this morning. Yeah, toy drive starts tomorrow. Come on, let's do this. Let's do this. And in any event, thank you in advance. 98.5 KLUC.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Kayla Jo, did you go watch the sneak peek of Thank You Next from Ariana Grande?
The teaser?
The video?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's supposed to drop sometime tomorrow, and I am so pumped, mainly because the Aaron Samuels from Mean Girls, actual Aaron Samuels, is going to be in the
Which one was Aaron Samuels? Oh, the boy.
The boy in Mean Girls. Yeah, Aaron Samuels.
Dudes didn't even know there was a guy.
I didn't know there was
a guy. I didn't even know there was a guy in Mean Girls. Yeah, okay, so that guy's in it?
He is in it. They also spoof, what were the other ones? They spoof Clueless. I don't have them in front of me.
Let me ask you this. There is also the big rumor that is out is that there is a Kardashian that is going to make their music video like dancing debut. Okay.
Really?
Okay. Who do you believe that is?
I think it's Courtney.
Spence? If you had to guess, just first blush. I know you haven't, dug deeply into this.
Rob. You told me to guess. I did exactly what you told me to do. And now I'm taking for it.
Yeah, I think it's Courtney and Kendall.
No, as I smirk and giggle at.
I mean, that would set the world on fire, right? Break the internet. Rob Kardashian.
I'd love to be able to look at you and go, could you take this seriously, please? No.
I would say Kendall.
Lil Jess, who do you think?
I'm going with Kendall.
Are you Kendall?
Yeah.
Not Rob?
No.
But it said Kardashian, not Jenner, right?
But I think that's all encompassing.
In the family?
Okay.
In the family?
Yeah, it's got to be either Courtney or Kendall. The only reason I say Courtney is because they did a show, like an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians where she was learning how to dance.
Yeah, okay. You want me to blow your mind right now?
Oh, God.
You ready? Me to blow your mind?
Go for it.
You know who it's going to be?
Who?
I bet a lot of money on it.
Who?
Northwest.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Smart.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Or Rob.
Probably not. Maybe, it's an interesting choice. A little bit of a long shot. Might be worth throwing a couple of bucks at.
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
One more time before we head off to Toy Drive. Lil Jez, who is contestant number one, please?
That will be Samantha Chesney of Summerlin.
Samantha, what will your buzzer be?
Oh,
I like it.
Look at you, Sam.
And who's contestant number two?
Vicky Alejandre of Eastside.
Hey, Vicky, what's your buzzer going to be?
Wait, what?
What is it?
Swoosh.
Like a swoosh.
A swoosh.
And a ho-ho. Swoosh. This good luck. Spence is
thank
the...
you.
Good luck, Spence.
To confirm, it's swoosh.
Yes.
Okay.
So, Spence has the enviable task of being the one who has to figure out who buzzed in first. He shall not be questioned.
Okay.
The asker of the questions is Kayla, and here's question number one.
So, Forbes put out their annual list of the highest paid celebrities under 30. Who is number one this year? Is it Ed Sheeran, Taylor Swift, or Kylie Jenner?
Don't look at me. I'm not helping you.
I
know who I think, though.
I think it was Vicky. Vicky got the swoosh.
Oh,
early.
You think the swoosh was before the ho-ho-ho?
No way.
I thought the ho-ho-ho was before the swoosh.
He shall not be questioned.
Oh, guy,
he shall not be questioned.
I'm sorry, you're right.
You can make
and
your
here's
statement,
what's funny.
Just don't question me.
Here's what's funny. I questioned it, and he gave me the look. Why are you questioning me?
As you turned away the
you
first
said,
time I looked.
All right, he said Vicky.
I would say Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran, my favorite. Ed Sheeran.
Justin Tip.
No. No.
That's not it. No. Samantha, was it Taylor Swift or Kylie Jenner?
By the way, Samantha, this is justice. I hope you get it right.
Kylie Jenner.
Yeah, it's because Spence screwed you over the first time.
Hey, by the way, my possible mistake was totally overshadowed by Ed Sheeran.
That card always wins.
I'm teasing Vicky.
Oh, it's just funny.
Samantha's up one zip.
Question two. Who is catching a lot of heat for posting a photo of himself kissing his daughter on the lips? Was it Kanye West, David Beckham, or Brad Pitt?
Okay, that was definitely Samantha.
I'm gonna say
Samantha, we've lost you to some You're like fading far, far away.
Yeah.
Roll up your window and stop throwing your cigarette
Vicky,
butt out.
Yeah, and Vicky's Vicky's phone's super loud, and we've lost Samantha somewhere.
No, I'm here.
Okay,
I'm here.
Okay, that's much better. What was your answer?
I'm going to say Kanye West.
She's going to say Kanye West.
Yep, I knew it was wrong.
Vicky, was it David Beckham or Brad Pitt?
Brad Pitt.
Was it Brad Pitt? No. All right, Samantha still leaves one zip, heading to the all-important third and final question. Toy drive begins tomorrow.
Yep.
We need to get 32 trucks. We need to get 8,110 bikes. We need to get $455,551 in cash and gift cards. But we need to do it in the next 12 days.
Yep.
So we'll just simply, you thought I was going to try and add all that other stuff.
I really always numbers. Like, I didn't write any of that down.
No, no, we'll just make this simply 13 from today, but 12 game-winning points.
So which one of Will Smith's kids recently told him, after years of tension between the two of them, that he was their best friend? Was it Willow, Trey, or Jaden?
Oof. It was Vicky. Vicky was first.
I'm going to say Jaden.
She is going to say Jaden for the steal and the win. Dramatic pause. Oh, and Samantha wins.
Yes.
Oh, and Samantha wins. There you go. Samantha wins.
The answer was Trey. His oldest son, Trey.
Yes, the answer
was. Yep, I was going to say Trey, too.
Were you? No, of course you
were. Yes, right. I was. I swear on everything. Santa Claus always wins.
That's true. Santa Claus always wins.
That's hilarious.
And Santa Claus always tells the truth. Vicky, we'll see you at Toy Drive. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Samantha, we'll see you at Toy Drive as well, wearing your Chet Buchanan Show shirt. Thank you for making us look good.
All right.
And what?
I thought she won Bumblebee tickets.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah.
We'll see you at Toy Drive. Hopefully you have a Chet Buchanan Show shirt. But
I do have one. I do have one.
See when you can wear that good to girl. Your advanced screening of Bumblebee, like I said.
Whew, yes.
Better get out of this. And Samantha, Santa Claus Samantha from... Santa Claus Samantha from Summerlin.
Summerlin.
Samantha. What's your last name? Chesney.
Samantha Chesney.
Samantha Chesney.
Yep. Can you do it with candy canes
from
in your mouth?
Summerlin.
Yeah.
Summerlin South, I hear.
Summerlin South, what? Right there off of Town Center.
In the Mesa.
In the Mesa. You win. She's today's champion. Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown. Come on. Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5. Yeah. KLQC. The greatest person in the world and final exam are next. But first.
That is so random.
Chet Buchanan's 60 Seconds of Randoms.
Well, it shouldn't shock anybody to know that there is a Museum of Bread.
Sounds awesome.
It's a museum of everything.
The Museum of Bread is in Germany. Has 16,000 artifacts related to the history of...
bread.
Bread.
Okay.
But no actual bread will be found on the premises.
You know what I would open up and would be better than that? It would be the Museum of the Smell of Bread. Ooh. Who wouldn't just go to that?
Like scratch and sniff and it just smells like bread.
And honestly, why don't you have like a cafeteria area, you know, a little sit-down place, a little snack bar thing.
Sandwiches.
All different bread with butter.
It.
Be amazing. Fresh baked bread. And then you'd get your smell and everybody would be there. It'd be awesome. Mm. Why are you shaking your head at that?
No, I love...
Because you like sandwiches.
Well, I think you'd have sandwiches, too. I just think that it's ridiculous they don't have bread.
Just bread.
Yeah, I agree
with
you.
I'd have just bread.
Yeah.
No, because you want a sandwich. Go to the Museum of Sandwiches. Don't go to the...
Ah, very good point.
They don't have any sandwiches there.
It's not the Museum of Bread. It's not the Museum of Sandwiches. July, ladies and gentlemen, July is the deadliest month at hospitals because that is when new med school grads become residents. And last year's residents take off and take on new duties. Really? There you got a chance of catching somebody who's not quite sure what they're doing.
Oh, that's funny. I mean, not funny. I'm not funny at all, but I'm like, why July? What? Interesting.
And they have no bread.
Nor the smell of said. Nor the smell of same. The tallest statue in the world is a statue in India of its first prime minister. That statue, dang, that statue is 597 feet tall. Oh, that is tall.
So imagine the Cosmopolitan. That's like 600 something feet. Imagine that as one giant statue of like Wayne Newton as a Buddha.
I'm impressed that you know.
I love big buildings. I know the tallest.
That's fascinating.
The Palazzo is 642 feet. Oh, the new Drew is 735 feet. That's the one that's...
Well, this particular statue, the world's tallest statue in the world, is 597 feet tall. That is way bigger than the second tallest statue, which is a 420-foot one of Buddha in China. Hmm. That is about twice as tall as the Statue of Liberty, and that's including the pedestal.
Hmm. Oh, wow. That's cool.
Give you an idea how gigantic that is. Who knew? I didn't. The Dukes of Hazzard, just good old boys, was based off a movie called Moonrunners. Also had Waylon Jennings as the narrator.
I've seen Moonrunners. I was way too young to probably want, should have seen Moonrunners, but yeah, my dad loved it.
Anyone who knows you, that should not shock.
Hey, you're from the South. It's like part of the deal.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, you can't graduate fourth grade till you've seen Moonrunners. and taking a test on it.
See, other schools, they read Catcher in the Rye. Kayla's school, we're watching Moonrunners.
Okay, you ready for some good old-fashioned sexism, kids?
Yes.
Hurricanes did not get male names until Hurricane Bob in 1979. Up to that point, the National Weather Service thought only female names were appropriate. Why, you ask? Here's where it came. Get ready. Why? Female names are only appropriate for hurricanes because they're so crazy and unpredictable. Like women. According to the National Weather Service.
Oh, my God.
Okay, now that ended in 1979. Don't start running to Twitter. Don't start running. Don't start getting weird about it.
Oh, that's great.
Greatest person in the world. And finally, oh, my God, we got to go quick. We'll do it next.
Real, funny, and Vegas strong. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. The greatest person in the world.
We're going unanimous on this today, all of us within the show. Do you want me to just handle it?
Go for it.
I mean, do you have anything? It's we just want to give it to Jerry Herbst, who's the founder and chairman of Terrible Herbst. Passed away on Tuesday in his home. 80 years old. Anything before I go into the...
Yeah, I guess, you know, just amazing that it's a local business and has grown here and has become part of the community. And
started it in 1959. Do you know how the name Terrible Herbst came about?
No.
They repurposed an old kind of a slight toward Jerry's dad, Ed, who opened a company called Martin Oil in Chicago in 1938. The story that Jerry used to tell was back in Chicago, every time my dad would open a new service station, the competition would say, here comes that Terrible Herbst. And so they just repurposed it here. The company that started, I mean, literally, just bare hands.
Yeah.
One guy making it happen has turned into 160 locations.
Yeah. It is a top 50 convenience store chain in the country.
That's incredible.
It's funny when you got like that, because those are our buddies.
I know.
Those are our family. We go and not only, you know, the people that we know that are kind of management types and the people that we hang out with from Terrible Herbst, but when we go in front of the group of managers, they have a big meeting with all the managers, and we go in and get them pumped up for Toy Drive every year. And I recognize three quarters of the faces.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like we know these folks, and they're just our buddies, and they're huge like that. And I think it's really cool to be so big and yet stay so small, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And just the one thing, there's a great article on him in the RJ. The one quote that just jumped out to me was his lawyer said he was a man's man. He had a zest for life. A handshake was all you needed with Jerry Herbst. He's a good guy. I only got to see him a handful of times.
And you will notice today, one of the, you know, the big things with Terrible Herbst is the giant flags.
Giant flags.
They're all at half staff for the day.
Oh, as they should be.
In his honor.
But we sure, you know, not just, hey, look, what they do for Toy Drive, that's a thing in and of itself.
What they do for this community as a whole is amazing.
I'm speaking personally for us. what they do for toy drive, notwithstanding, that's part of our family.
Yeah. Yep.
So we lost part of our family.
Agreed.
On Tuesday. So Jerry Herbst, no question about it. Today and probably a few more days than that, you just might be
the greatest person
in the world.
In the world.
Right,
listen more. Woo. And win more. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
I don't even have an excuse for that. That was just bad. I don't even know. I don't. I'd love to give you an excuse. I just don't. I don't have one. Lil Jess, who's on the phone, please?
That is Julie Ruiz of the East Side.
Lil Jess already got her coat on. She gone.
She's ready.
Peace.
Julie Ruiz.
Oh, I got you. Thank you. Where are you going? You got a
model.
A hot date.
Whoa.
A hot date with her new KLUC jacket.
New jacket day for Jess. What?
Jess and Jess, like, I got a coffee at 10:15. Hey. Hello, Julie.
Hello.
What caused Spence to look over at the carpet? By the way, did the stain come out?
No.
It's not coming out. There's no way that's coming out.
I tried my best. It's not going
out. I love that because there's a story. Spence looked over earlier and went, that stain's not coming out. What is the cause of that stain?
Kayla's Candy Cane Karaoke.
That is right. And I'll tell you what, if we weren't so just horribly out of time, we'd have another round of it right now. But alas, all we have time for is to tell you that you have won a good-looking, tight-fitting Jeff Buchanan Show shirt. We'll see you at Toy Drive, okay?
Okay, thank
you. All right, then hang on one second. That goes for the rest of you.
Here we go.
We'll see you at Toy Drive. Yeah. Next time we speak, we will be outside.
Yes, in the
elements. And honestly, for the next couple of weeks, whenever we talk again, we will be outside.
Yep.
And hopefully you will come and join us, even if it's just for a couple of seconds. It's days like this that I never mean it more than I do. We love you. And God bless you. And thank you so much for listening.
Later.
We'll see you tomorrow, P1.
Come on. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5. KLQC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.